Of course you will face obstacles preceding a potential windfall. You must overcome all to reach your destination. What, no snide remarks?
That sounded good to me.
Good.
Hello and welcome back to A Stark Contrast, where we discuss the differences and similarities from Marvel Comics to their MCU counterparts. And we're your host, Jeffrey.
And I.
Hello, and welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back, everybody. Why are we talking like the Guardian?
Because it's Halloween.
And it's Halloween. Happy Halloween. We're actually recording on Halloween, even though drop day is November 2nd. Who cares? Spooky season is forever.
It is.
What is the meme? Halloween is a lifestyle, not a day.
Apparently, yeah. So, I never got into it like that, but I know a lot of people love it.
Yeah. So pardon any potential hard cuts, because I actually got a group of trick-or-treaters before we started recording. That should be fun. If anybody else dares come by.
Yeah. If you hear a doorbell in the episode, then you know.
So welcome to our Agatha All Along Season 1 review episode.
Woo!
And we're also going to touch on the broader Marvel Universe and some of the MCU's hottest topics. But before we get to all of that, I just wanted to once again reiterate, we are 7 episodes away.
7!
From our 100th episode.
Now that's crazy.
Which is kind of insane.
Yeah.
Because again, I said this in our Blade episode, Morbius alone felt like it was like a couple of months ago.
It does.
That was episode 27.
Oh, wow.
We're now on 93.
Whoa.
So we've pretty much got our lineup squared away well into the new year, ending this season of the podcast with a classic mini Marvel. But we would love to hear what characters you'd like us to cover next, especially in the new year, which we'll be kicking off with Kraven, apparently, because that movie is dropping in December. Which, by the way, I forgot, and I kept forgetting that Venom, The Last Dance, dropped while we were both in New York. Or no, last weekend.
Yeah.
So, and I've not seen it yet. Have you seen it?
I have not even found the time.
This is exactly the same. Like, I'm barely catching up with everything. I have unread messages, texts, DMs all over the place. But like, this is the first Marvel adjacent film I have not seen. On drop,
I've seen screenshots.
I haven't even seen that. I have nothing. Because I also feel like they're not promoting it as hard as they would have.
At least, after release, usually
So I haven't seen anything, and so I haven't watched it. I don't know when I'm going to be able to watch it, or will have enough energy to finally watch it.
Yeah,
but I would love to hear what people think. I mean, it's in theaters and. Apparently it has a 32% on Rotten Tomatoes and a 6 out of 10 rating on IMDb, which tracks for Venom, I think, which is, it's fine. But I do want to see it. I am fully aware it's probably not going to be great. But what I was going to segue into is that I got this poster tube.
Yes.
Which I put on this table, and it's branded Venom. And I got it at New York Comic Con, and it was quite literally 8 giant boxes of these tubes, and the guys, the promotional guys, I assume, were standing at the top of the escalators, and they were just like, yo, we got some Venom posters. If anybody wants a poster, take a poster. And no one was taking them.
Of course.
And I like saw it, and I was like,
I'll
take one. And it's just a poster that's like the Venom symbiote. Nothing too crazy.
Yeah.
But I brought that up because, speaking of New York Comic Con, Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
Met his lady love, Elizabeth Olsen, long last.
Which honestly, for what it's worth. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, Di and I were at Comic Con. Di was able to get me in Comic Con, and we hung out for a bit.
Yeah.
It was really, I was very overwhelmed. There were so many people, and I was like, there's so many booths and so many activations.
Your first really big convention.
Yeah, but how does anyone have any money for this? You know?
It's insane, right? Nerds are nerds are either broke and or rich, or that's
in
just
debt.
In debt, for sure. In I can't confirm that much.
Bunch of people waiting in lines for things that I don't even, not even aware of. But I also, like I said, I was able to buy a photo op with Elizabeth Olsen. And I think, Cassie said thought this too, I think they screwed me over on like the timing a little bit.
They did, from what it sounded like.
Especially like
what she was saying.
Because I had an original time, which was 3:50.
Yeah.
And then I get an email saying like, oh, your time has been changed, but it didn't change. It just said 3:50 again.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But then I was like, oh, let me go walk over there early. It was around like 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see her name on the list on like the, there's like a digital saying like, oh, like this artist at this or this whatever at this time. And then I didn't see it. And I was just like, and then it's just like a horde of people like waiting to get let in of like whoever their photo op is with. And then I hear last call for Elizabeth Olsen at three, whatever. And I was just like, and I was like, and I was like, okay, so basically I got in there, I, you know, checked whatever, everything, like, but it was like so quick. The interaction was so quick. It's not like that, like what you would think you have with other probably photo ops. You probably have time to like
a little bit
say
hey,
say hello, like, oh my gosh.
Well, I get the notion. I saw a few pictures as well that I think New York Comic Con had posted, and people were able to set up their posing and like do their thing. So I was like, somebody messed up.
Because, yeah, at least to me.
Yeah, they definitely messed up in your and your time. And I feel bad for people who came after you.
And then I don't know if like,
if they even got,
I don't know if she was on a specific time crunch because she just needed to get it, you know, get it out. She needed to get out, but she needed to fulfill this duty. So basically, like, as great as the picture looks, and have we posted it on the,
not on ours. Only.
I mean, I posted it on my monthly photo IG dump.
Yeah.
Like, so whatever it seems like it looks like in that picture, like it's a, you know, that's what it is. It's just me posing with a picture with Elizabeth Olsen, but it was probably the quickest interaction
ever.
Like you couldn't even breathe type of like thing. You're like, whoa, did this just, like, it happened so quickly, so swiftly, where it was like, once you hear the flash go off, boom, you're out.
Yeah.
And
somebody messed up.
And it's just like, I snuck in an I love you in there, and she said thank you.
Aww.
But like, it's like, even for her, it's like, she needs to get this out too. So she's like, boom.
Yeah.
And boom, like, she, so she can't even like fully react to like, if people want to like talk to her. So I don't know what happened. I'm just fortunate that I was able to still like get a photo with her, and I have like the physical copy, and then I have the digital, and I honestly, I look at it and I'm like, wow, I can't believe like that actually happened. And it's like forever like cemented for me. Like I've met.
Yeah.
And our good friend Stephen Ray Morris commented on my photo dump.
I didn't see it.
He was just like, oh my God, you met her. And I was like, insane.
Yeah.
For what it's worth, like, still a good experience, but it was definitely one of those like,
it's so crazy, right?
It's so fast.
Yeah.
It's so fast.
Yeah.
Do I wish like if I had like even 20 or 30 seconds to just be like, oh my God, hi, hello, love you. And
did she have an autograph session as well?
She did, yes.
I think
she had autograph sessions. She also had like the group photos with Paul, and
you probably would have been able to get a little more time with her if you had the autograph session.
Yeah. I'm just not an autograph person.
No, for sure. I'm the flip. I'd rather get the autograph than but not because of the autograph, but because you get more FaceTime with them.
Yeah.
But I definitively will say I fully believe someone at the convention messed up.
Yeah.
And again, I hope no one missed their photo op.
I do too. I hope
but
no one
man,
did.
Man, like, you're lucky you got it, but also they absolutely sniped your time, which is like,
yeah. I should have like known something was up when like it's
that
like
sucks.
I got an updated time change, but it never changed.
Right.
And like part of me and like my punctual like brain was thinking like, should I just go there early?
Yeah.
And I was just
good
like,
thing
all right,
you did.
Just, yeah.
Yeah. So if they send you a survey, I would definitely do that. I mean, maybe I think
if she does another con and it's in LA.
Yeah. She might come out here.
If she does, I'll do it.
Okay. We'll do it again. We'll do it again. Take two.
If we're being like realistic, the total time of interaction.
Yeah.
Was 3 seconds.
Three. Gotcha.
If that.
That's the fastest. I don't think I've ever had an interaction that was that quick.
It was pretty much like, it's like getting let in on a ride. It's like, sure. It's like boom, okay, like oh, boom,
go,
flash.
Yeah.
All right, next, yeah. Boom. And that's pretty much what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
But we put our arms around each other, so that was...
You got to touch her. You got to say, I love you. And she said, thank you,
yeah.
Which is nice.
I'll take it. Sam says the same thing, too. I say, I love you, and she'll just be like, thank you.
It's the Spider-Man scene.
Actually, no, she'll just be like... I know.
Well, you got your wiggly woo lady in. I mean,
honestly,
I
look at the
else.
Photo and I'm like,
yeah,
it makes me happy.
It's like, so crazy. It's surreal as hell.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Me in the same space.
What did she smell like?
I can't. Like I said, it was so fast. but she is her just aura.
Yeah.
She is so beautiful in person.
Aww,
it's insane.
That's really cute.
I was like wow,
you're like, oh my god,
I think
here.
I got lost in like those Wanda eyes. I was like, this is crazy.
Was it like we told you that you're in that weird narrow little like line and then they like pull back the cup?
Yes,
it was, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It was. And I was like, oh, okay, I see the setup here.
Yeah,
like I see how they like, you know, kind of hide it a little bit, but I'm also just like, it's just one of those things where you like realize, you're like, there are like A-list celebrities behind
these
curtains.
Yeah, because I'm sure Paul Bettany was in the other one doing his at the same time.
Yeah,
and then
I wonder,
because
I also saw some photos like what they did it together and stuff.
Yeah,
but I'm also like, this is
crazy.
What a crazy like
experience. Yeah.
For fans and for celebrities.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, it absolutely is, and it's... Yeah, it's wild, and I'm curious, every time they get people of this magnitude, I then start to wonder, who are they going to get next? Because I never in a million years thought Chris Evans would do it. I didn't think I was going to call her Wanda. I didn't think Lizzie was going to do it. I didn't think Paul was going to do it. And now they're doing it. Maybe it's just a one-off, but that opens the door of opportunity for who knows who else. Like, I wouldn't doubt that maybe Catherine Hahn and maybe even Aubrey Plaza might end up doing it next.
Oh my god, if Flo ever did one?
I am waiting with bated breath for Flo. And I'm just going to be like, take my money.
I would do it for Aubrey and Flo for sure.
100%.
I think if I ever met Aubrey Plaza, I'd probably like literally freeze because...
And she'd probably
her
laugh.
Eyes... are insane.
And we're gonna talk more about her in
what
this
a great
episode.
Segue
such a great segue. Well, before we get into all the Agatha things, I just wanted to, you know, mention this amazing sizzle reel that Marvel released this week featuring a number of their properties that are coming to Disney Plus.
Yes.
Plus confirmation that Deadpool and Wolverine will be streaming November 12th. So it's available digitally already, but then you can stream it on Disney Plus November 12th. And so the sizzle had leaked hours before it hit officially.
Yes, remember you telling me about it. I never watched it though.
oh, good for you. Yeah, I didn't really. Once I saw the Daredevil clip, I was like, no, this is a sizzle. Because then I saw the rest of the stuff slowly start to trickle in. And so the lineup or the rundown is, what if season 3 debuts December 22nd?
Wow.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, the animated series, is January 25th, 2025. While Daredevil Born Again launches March 4th, Ironheart June 24th, Eyes of Wakanda, the animated series, August 6th, and closing out with Marvel Zombies, the animated series, October 2020.
And that's just Marvel Television.
And that's just Marvel Television.
Wow, that's
animation.
All next year. Wow, what a good year.
Yeah, and then that does not include, of course, Captain America, which drops in December, Thunderbolts in May, and then
Fantastic Four
in July.
Wow.
Very weighty schedule. It is almost something every month again.
That means we're going to be busy.
We're going to be busy.
That means
y'all.
We don't have to be like, who are we going to do? Yeah, I don't know.
It's coming. So, that, yeah, it's definitely more of like a forecast at this point. Yeah. So a loaded calendar, but not too loaded to the point where it feels like it's a lot. Yeah, yeah.
Like everything's like, as one thing is finishing, another thing is starting.
Exactly right. And so, yeah, everything looks amazing. I mean, I was very pleased. I'm Daredevil girl, so I'm
people. Good. I've seen nothing but good things on the internet on Daredevil. People are like, oh sure. Yes,
yeah.
They're like, Matt's ready. Back, baby.
And I noticed he was bearded. I was like, wow, Matty boy.
He's swinging with his batons.
Bullseye. Yeah. Fisk for Mayor is happening. All the good stuff. I'm so ready.
And. Also, wait, did you forget to put in
what?
Wonder Man?
Oh, Wonder Man. Oh, my bad. Wonder Man. When does Wonder Man? It's 2026, though, isn't it?
Is it?
I thought it's later.
I thought it was next year, sometime next year also.
Oh, maybe it is next year. So, Wonder Man, yeah. So, we'll find
which, by far, is the best.
Oh, December 2025.
Which is the best kept secret.
Amazing.
I've ever, can't wait. I think, seen.
Yeah, can't wait.
Like that was the first.
It already.
That was the first footage we've seen.
Because all I remember, and I think we mentioned this in another episode, was that we were like, "Where's Wonder Man?"
Yeah,
and then it was like, "Oh, I think it's filming," and now it's done.
Like no, there was no set leaks.
Yeah,
there was
nothing.
Plot nothing. Like rumor. Nothing.
No, I mean there's a year to go, but.
But still, I'm the super fact stoked. That we didn't see anything from the set, is
fantastic.
Amazing.
Love that. And so we'll get our first whiff at Simon. And
because I have no idea. I have no backstory when it comes to Wonder Man.
Most people don't.
He looks like a regular dude.
Yeah, most people don't. He's a superstar. Superstar superhero.
And then I've read that he has like connections with Wanda.
Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit about him in the Vision episode, as well as the Wanda one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
More so in Vision.
Yeah.
But Vision has a little bit of his brain waves going on. Yeah.
So
one curious how they're gonna change.
I'm excited for that just because it feels like something that I'm like, I have no idea.
Yeah,
I don't know what to expect from it.
Yeah. It's
so
gonna be fun.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I cannot wait. It's gonna be some good stuff. And again, you know, with Yahya Abdul-Mateen II, and we've mentioned him, a couple times, and I'm very excited. I think it'll be great. I think Marvel Television as a whole pretty damn strong.
Starting off on a good foot for the first year of a full of Marvel Television.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the slate that was revealed in the sizzle does more or less confirm that X-Men 97 Season 2 will not be returning next year. Ooh. So the rumors are probably true that it's not coming back till 2026, which is kind of insane.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so, you know, as far as I understand, all the voice work is done. Now it's just the animating and all that good stuff.
Yep.
So sad, but also, I mean, not like we don't have other stuff to watch in the meantime.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And so, speaking of stuff that we could stream and watch in the meantime, oh my goodness, Agatha All Along. Ah! Wow! talk about, like, unsuspecting.
Yes.
Because this very much started as a series that people, even people who were excited about, were kind of like, a series about Agatha?
Yeah, that's like, can you...
Why? That's interesting. And, you know, we mentioned before, like, once the trailer dropped, it's like, okay, game changer. This is great. It is spooky vibes. And then, my goodness, the more, you know, each episode went about, it just kind of progressed and got better and better and better. Much ado to Jack Schaefer, who is also known for her work for Black Widow.
Yeah.
Who wrote pretty much all the series. I think she directed half of it.
Yes.
But before we get into it, can we just celebrate that the series is standing strong with a 92% rating?
It's really good.
On Rotten Tomatoes.
It's really good.
I was like,
it was so much fun.
Bleep me or don't. F*** you guys. Like, the fucking haters. I can't.
It was so fun.
It's so great. I don't know what they're missing out. Like, it's a really great show. I think they did really well. And so... we can just go through the episodes. There are only 9 episodes for those of you who have not watched it yet, but definitely please do before listening to the rest of this, because we're going to just kind of go back and forth and break down what happens here. But so episode 1, we discussed a little bit of this in Mini Marvel number 15, which You know, the episode itself was just a reintroduction to Westview and citizens and Agatha, and it introduced Rio, which is very interesting because we got very quickly like, oh, Agatha is like under a spell.
She's trapped. She's trapped under the spell that the Scarlet Witch put her under, that she's bound to Westview.
To Westview. Yeah. Because, you know, Jeff and I got to go to that earlier screening for episodes 1 and 2. And it was very interesting because they just throw you in and you're just like, oh, okay, cool. She's just living a normal life. It's almost like mirroring. Yeah. It's kind of mirroring, you know, Monica Rambeau's whole thing when she first came to Westview.
Yeah.
She was very much an actual person from S.W.O.R.D.
Yeah.
And just like, okay, she's on the beat and trying to figure things out. So you kind of get that echo of like, oh, okay, maybe Agatha's just being a normal person now.
It's just, yeah. And then and the city and the town is just going with it. Yeah, that was like, funny as hell.
Yeah, it's so crazy. And then, of course, in episode 2, we're then introduced to Teen, and then who unlocks Agatha from her spell, more or less. And then she then decides to gather her coven to find the Witch's Road, which is like, okay, now we're getting
down,
into it.
Down the road.
Have you seen all those videos of people that are just like constantly just singing?
Honestly?
Yeah.
It's catchy.
It's super catchy. I know. I saw a video this afternoon and it's like a guy and he posted, he's like, my husband is a singer and all he does every Wednesday, he comes down
the road, exactly. Down the witch's road. Yeah.
Exactly right. And so, yeah, so with Agatha, you know, being so curious about this mysterious teen, while those undertones of like, oh, what happened to her son?
Yeah.
And then everyone, so like, before we talk about Billy, like, where were you at by episode 2 going into 3? Were you like, nah, that's her son? Or were you like, nah, it's some random kid? No, or nah, it's Scarlet Witch's kid?
Well, as someone who's chronically online, I think it was already like kind of pre-notion in my head that like, oh, that's
Billy.
That's Billy Maximoff. Yeah, yeah. That's whatever, Scarlet Witch's kid.
Yeah.
Which we obviously it was proven true, and and then the way that it happened, I was like, whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that was episode.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, that was until 5. But I think I wasn't convinced fully because I don't trust Marvel. Like, I feel like they're conforming to the expectations by completely flipping things on their head.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Ralph Boner is a pretty good one, like, you know, you think,
but that was funny.
Well, yeah, we'll talk about him in a second, but yeah, I've just kind of gotten into this place where I'm like, no, I'm never in a false sense of security because they could change everything in the next episode. And so I thought for a second, oh, maybe he's Nikki actually. That would be kind of cool if she just didn't remember him. But of course, once the episodic poster started coming out and noticing Billy's attire or Teen's attire was red and blue, I was like, oh, he's Wiccan. And so the teen wanted to go down Witch's Road because he was interested in the witchcraft. And then of course Agatha noticed the sigil on him that prohibited anybody from understanding who he was.
Yeah.
Which was made him all the more.
Yeah. The whole curious, like, non-linear part of like the whole series as a whole. Like, it was like knowing that, like, well, yeah. Okay. Well, spoiler, like, the Witch's Road is not even a real freaking thing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It's amazing. That's an amazing thing. So it is interesting though that they take this road and they're led to do these trials.
Yeah.
Which they start to do in episode 3. And then in 4, lose one of their first people.
Members of the coven.
Quote, unquote, member of the coven.
Yeah. R.I.P. Mrs. Hart.
Mrs. Hart, who was then subsequently replaced by Rio, who kind of was in and out for a couple of, you know, she wasn't in, like, I think 3. I'm not sure. But she was definitely, she came, she made one hell of an impression in 1 and 2, or 1 and 3. Disappeared again and then came back to be part of the coven. And I gotta say, man, Aubrey Plaza is always great in whatever she's in. Like, I even like her in, like, White Lotus. Like,
uh-huh.
The last season I thought was really great because of Aubrey.
Uh-huh.
And she's not as one note as people might think of her as. She's actually got a pretty damn good range.
Yeah.
She just has a certain kind of delivery. But her as Rio...
Oh yeah,
I love her as Rio.
Shout outs to Funko Pops for spoiling who
oh,
Rio
is. Oh, did they?
And,
bummer. Yeah, I like yeah. definitely made sure I didn't want to look at it, like anything they posted, because I knew
it
they
was just like on Twitter. It was like a leaked photo of like yeah, of like course. The and I was
and
like,
did say death on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, jerks.
That's all it said.
They always that's do. All it said. They always do it. And so I can't wait to talk about her in particular as far as character studies go, because Rio. And death are obviously two. They're two characters that, for the most part,
yeah. I'm very curious on like,
yeah,
especially in now in the MCU part of it.
Yes,
like
yes.
what is going to be Rio Death's
yeah.
role?
Exactly right. And so, of course, there was even more mystery surrounding Teen in episode 4, which rolls into number 5, which was the horror camp episode, and then Alice attempted to battle Agatha, but then died.
Yes.
And then that's the big finale once they're out of this thing. And then Teen is so riled up and so jaded by what's happening with this coven that he finally attacks. And then he, that again, that sick pin drop of like Billie Eilish, and he's got the crown. And
he got
like,
that blue,
well,
he got that blue Scarlet Witch yeah. crown.
And somebody mentioned, I think it was, I don't know which platform it was on, but someone mentioned that Catherine Hahn and her performance in that particular episode, in that scene,
yeah,
where she's all drenched in the mud and she's doing that thing that she does as Agatha, where
yeah,
she
yeah,
crosses
yeah.
one arm and yeah. has the other arm just flopping around. And she leaned into him and she was like, "You're so like your mother."
Yeah.
And the way she articulated it.
Yeah.
And the way she turned around and just like dismissed him and just kept walking, only to get messed up, was kind of exceptional. And she does it in every episode.
Yeah.
Magnificently.
Her as Agatha is so sick. Cause you're
so
like,
good.
Is she good? Is she,
oh,
is
yeah,
she
exactly.
on the turn or is she on the, and
right.
it's like,
you never
yeah.
know what side of the fence she's going to be on, which I love about this character.
Yeah.
Cause like even in WandaVision, I liked her because I don't know, I will be very honest, and I don't know jack schnit about Agatha.
Same.
And so when she was rumored to be in WandaVision, and they're like, yeah, she's playing this character Agnes. And I was like, it sounds like Agatha, actually. I think she's Agatha. But but the way that they used her in WandaVision was also so clever. Because with the different decades and how
yeah.
she changed, and she was that character you couldn't quite tell. Is she good or is she bad? Like, what's going on? And then the big reveal that they gave in WandaVision and introducing the song, Agatha All Along, is like, oh my gosh, this character is insane.
Yeah.
But in the best way. And so when she, in this series, the way she constantly, you cannot trust her. And then you can't tell if her switch is genuine or not.
Yeah.
If she actually means that she's gonna do something bad or something good.
Yeah, I did. I was like, is she? But then she turns, and it's like, but then like throughout the whole entirety of the season, you're
yeah.
like, especially in the last episode,
yeah.
you're just like, oh, she's horrible.
Right. Right. Yeah. And then even then, you're just kind of like, well, I don't. Yeah. Just again, not very sure where she stands, because you know she's playing chess very carefully is really what it is. And so in episode 6, that's where we see the incredible origin story episode for William Kaplan,
yeah,
guest starring Ralph Boner.
That's so funny, dude. Evan Peters is just,
I
like,
did not expect to see him in
I was like
series.
Oh my god, Evan Peters.
Yeah. And he was that whole thing was amazing, because thanks to the haters and all that, they were, you know, very early on, they were just lamenting. They're like, oh, Billy would never worship Agatha. Billy would never do this. And you know how people get this sort of entitlement with characters and think, oh, just after 2 minutes of seeing this character, oh, they know the entire arch and arc of this character and its history.
Yeah.
But episode 6 almost immediately puts everybody to, like, they just they put a full stop on everybody's theories because they introduced William Kaplan. And it is quite different from the books.
Oh, okay.
A bit different there. But overall the same tone. Like, it is kind of, it's parallel for sure.
Oh, okay.
Not identical, but parallel. And so to introduce him as William Kaplan, who later becomes Billy Maximoff, spot on. And even the demeanor and the fact that he flipped on Agatha totally works for me. And so he wasn't at all what people were hating about him.
Yeah.
And he ended up being the actual closest version of the character that they could have possibly done to the comics. So I'm very curious what the discourse is, but that also explains the 92% because people realized, oh shoot, they actually did do the right thing.
Yeah.
And it's just people jumping to conclusions.
Yeah, that was like crazy to see, like him going from inside Westview and then Wanda.
So good.
Like Wanda like tearing down her reality.
Right.
And then once that, then like the spirit of Billy in that, in the hex, it just gets transferred over to a random dead body.
Yeah, exactly.
Now I think about it, I was like, oh yeah, no, he was dead.
He died. He flatlined. And that's why like the sound in that scene is very important because you just hear his heartbeat and then he just stops.
Yeah.
And then
Billy enters.
Yes, exactly.
And I was like,
which is very interesting because I'm curious to learn more about what happened to the boys exactly. But they were never real. They were real but not real, you know what I mean? Because they aged almost immediately and she kind of just became pregnant. And then, yay.
Yeah, so...
So it's interesting. Yeah.
It is interesting, yeah. When you can bend reality, you're like, I don't know what's real anymore.
Exactly. And so for them to...
But the spirit of them are real.
Right. So for her to then... Because it's part of her magic. It's part of her powers.
Yeah.
So for her to, essentially cast them out from that world as it's crumbling and ensuring their safety one way or another... It's very interesting, very compelling, and I thought they did an amazing job with episode 6. And so we were also, we got the confirmation that Tommy is definitely out there.
But not in a body?
Not in a body, not yet at least.
Which is interesting.
Very, very interesting. And so, again, like I'm not sure if it's my favorite episode, but number 6 is definitely up there. Episode 6 was the fourth highest rated of the of the season, funny enough. For episode 6, Familiar by Thy Side, it was directed by Ganja Montiero. So, yeah, fourth strongest episode of the season according to IMDb watchers. Which segues us into what is apparently coveted as the highest rated episode, which is episode 7, Death's Hand in Mind. And so this is the one where the remaining of the coven are transformed into iconic witches.
Yep.
Then Lilia's amazing climax and the whole... It started out really dark and I knew it was going to get worse. Because she's just falling. She was just falling. And I was like, oh.
Honestly, that the editing and the storytelling of that episode was by far my favorite.
Definitely.
Like, amazing. Especially the way that Lilia's like story is. She hops in and out of different moments in her life, which is so insane.
Yeah. Because it all makes sense. Because, you know, at first it was kind of like, it was almost presented like she's just this crazy old witch that
she's having these premonitions.
She's having issues, Because, you know, the first time we're even introduced to her in episode 2 or whatever, episode 2, she's like screaming in the middle of the kitchen. Yeah. And you're just like, what just happened to this woman? But in this episode, Jack Schaefer, who did direct it, wonderfully played these like...
It was amazing.
Recollections.
Honestly, I really liked that episode a lot.
Really, really great. And so, her erratic behavior was explained and you go back and forth in the timeline and she's experiencing past and present and then even further past and even further present back and forth, essentially getting pulled in the timeline in a weird way. And then you get the vibe because she was visited by, like an old crone ghost in when they were in that haunted house that was flooding. And then I was like, oh, she's from like the Spaniard Victorian, like old European time.
Yeah.
And then you come to realize, oh, it's her mother And then that was during her divination trials as a young girl,
mm-hmm.
which is so great to see. And of course, you know, Lilia's portrayed by, again, you know, Patti LuPone, who's an icon in her own right. So it's astounding and not too surprising that she gave such a great performance.
Great performance for sacrificing herself to,
yes.
so she can kill the Salem Seven, right. which was so crazy,
so
too.
So nuts. Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, this yeah. is a masterclass.
And I liked that they didn't have them ever present. Because there are obviously so many things happening in this series in general. Because again, you have Agatha, who no one trusts.
Exactly.
And then you have Rio looming in the background.
Yes.
And then she comes up in the forefront and then leaves again. And then you have the Salem Seven, who are just here and there. And then you almost forget that, oh, right, they're being pursued by them on top of the fact that Agatha seems to have this whole idea that she's going to kill them all at the end.
Yeah.
Because she wants their power.
Yeah.
And so for Lilia to take them out the way she did and the way that it was so perfectly paired with the tarot reading too. Because yeah, again, you were, we kind of were introduced that, oh, it's Billy. It's all about Billy. And
yeah.
it's like, actually, no, it's not about Billy at all. It's about all of them. And it's about Lilia, especially. And so the wonderful way that they spun the tarot cards.
Yeah.
And how she played that final piece of, let me turn the tarot card and flip the tower.
Yeah.
And it's so genius. Like, I want to know who developed that. If it wasn't Jack Schaefer, who developed that idea, like, oh, of the falling swords. And then to turn it on its head and then have it be like, oh... Yeah, if they're falling or ascending, whichever it is, and then that's the way all of them get taken down. Oh, so crazy.
Yeah, that was so good.
I definitely was not ready for Lilia to kind of go. I was kind of hoping
I was like, wait, is she? I was like,
yeah,
no.
And she did it. And I was like, no. Absolutely loved her. And it was a beautiful way to take her down.
Yeah.
I think, you know, like when it came to Alice, she was just drained and it's like, oh, she looks like a mummy.
Like, no.
Yeah, which also sucked. But for Lilia, it was a beautiful way to kind of sunset her, at least for that episode. And then, oh my gosh, of course, before she does so, for Rio to reemerge again in full death. I lost my mind. I was like, shut up. And then the face is like marvelous to me. I love the fact
that you like how it looks?
Yes, I think it's great. Because, you know, like traditionally death looks like death.
Yeah.
Death is just skull and that's it.
Yeah.
Just wearing a cloak. But to kind of amalgamate, like, of course they're never going to do that. It's once again, it's the Iron Man effect. It's the Bucky Barnes effect. It's how the Spider-Man effect, where they're never going to keep the mask on.
Yes.
It's the money shot. So they're never going to get rid of Aubrey Plaza's beautiful face. But to do it the way they did and the way that in hindsight, I was like, she is truly, even acting chops aside and personality and laughter and the way her deliveries are aside, just based on her eyes.
Yeah.
And the way that her eyes work with that treatment, so good. I was like, get out of here. I was like, oh my God, I loved it.
Yeah.
And then that the way that Lilia was like, oh no. Like she knew immediately. She's like, ah, death. And it was like, well, you're dead.
No, she looks really...
Yeah.
She really is really good as death. And
I love it.
Yeah.
Love it. And so, yeah, in episode 8, it's even more death. And so that's Follow Me, My Friend, Glory to the End. And that, yeah, it just kind of starts to spiral from there. Because this is where you always know, okay, this is where things start to get really real. And
yep.
So Ganja Montiero directed number 8. And so it is officially now, you know, with the death takes her next body. It's just Agatha, Billy, and Jen now. And then you start to realize, oh my gosh, they're all gone. All of them,
like,
are
everyone's
gone.
Gonna die.
They're all dead. And so they...
I was right in that.
What?
Remember in like our mini
did.
Marvel? I was, oh, everybody died.
Yeah. And it's like, well, actually, Jeff, you were spot on with that one. Because, yeah, they reach the end of the road and then they're found in that light growth trial room, which is really interesting because it was very sterile. And they wake up in these body bags and then they have to... And there's still a trial in that room. So they got out of the body bags, and then Jen and Agatha got into it because she was binding Jen's power.
Yeah.
All that time.
So, yeah, so basically then she unbinds herself she's free.
And she's free because she's repowered and she took back her power.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. And then just, yeah, she's extracted from
her
the trial.
Life is saved, I guess. Yeah.
And then Billy then escapes after Jen because Agatha takes that, she puts him in that situation of like, oh, you know, what are you looking for?
What do we want? What do you want here?
That's when we got that kind of marvelous sort of path taken with Billy trying to reconcile the fact that Tommy is out there and that they are linked, and that when Lilia read his fortune as Billy Kaplan, that she said something like, oh, your soul is split in two.
Yeah.
And it was like, because you're twins.
What does that mean?
Twins.
Yeah.
Twins.
Uh-huh.
And so when Billy is met with that vision of seeing those boys prank the other boy, and he's getting drowned and he dies.
Uh-huh.
And then you realize, oh, so Tommy just got into that kid's body, presumably the way that Billy crept into Williams.
Yeah.
So I'm curious how they're going to play that out, if we're ever going to see that other side of it. Like, from
it's
from
like, damn, are we going to get a...
It's going to be wild.
Season two?
I'm very curious. And so then Billy is, you know, extracted. And then that left Agatha, who had her moment. And I thought that was a great moment, too. It was actually really moving. And then she, you know, the locket thing, her brooch, and that single wildflower seed that she plants to get out.
Yeah.
Incredible. And then, of course, that's when we get her first true whiff of Billy as Wiccan floating down from the sky. And it's funny because Andrew was like, how did he get his like suit? And I was like, good question. And it kind of just, to me at least, it made sense that when Billy was free from the trials, he finally kind of came to his own full power.
Yeah.
And it just kind of manifested like his mother's.
Yeah.
She
also just manifested on her own. Yeah.
Yeah. She's got an outfit and, you know, it's lazy writing, but it's also, it works. But he looks great. The suit looks great. And of course, that whole thing comes down to the fact that Agatha then almost deceives him one last time. Giving him to Rio because he was supposed to sacrifice himself.
Oh, but also he gave her some of his powers.
Yes, to save her.
And I was like, is she going to take all of it?
I know.
And then she didn't, which is cool. But you get a cool like little fight between Rio and Agatha.
And Agatha, yeah.
And I'm like, wow, this is amazing. This is awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty damn good. Only, of course, for Billy to then kind of use his powers to persuade Agatha to surrender herself instead. Which is definitely a bit of his, I don't know what to call, brain power, I guess. But yeah, that's kind of his forte. Telepathy and also mind control.
And then Agatha just willingly gives herself to Rio.
Yeah, because what did he say? He said, like, this isn't what Ricky would want. Or
no, this
Nikki,
is this how Nikki like left?
Yeah.
And she was like, ah.
Yeah.
All right. And then boom.
Okay. Yeah.
Now Kith.
Now Kith. An amazing kiss. And then her ascent and then descent and then that beautiful grave that she leaves behind.
And I was
behind.
Like, oh, she's dead.
She dead. She
I was
gone.
Like, ah, the kiss of death. Nice.
Yeah, exactly right.
Nice.
They went literal with it and they didn't even have to say a damn word.
Yeah.
Which was, I think, the best part. And so she dies.
Yeah, and then I was like, wait, but there's one more episode after this. How does this? And then we go into episode 9.
So where it's crazy.
Where it's basically Agatha's backstory,
which I loved because again, like we've already seen two seasons worth of this character.
Yeah,
we were introduced to her in WandaVision. We're further introduced to her in Agatha All Along, and yet still hadn't seen an origin story until the final episode.
And it's basically saying
so good.
And it's basically Agatha is pregnant with Nikki.
Yeah. And I love what she said. She said like something like, there were no spells.
No incantations.
All you were made from scratch.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, because his name is Nicky Scratch. I was like, aw. Yeah.
And
amazing.
Beautiful. So, and then even before she like gave birth, mm-hmm. Rio visited her
mm-hmm.
and was like.
So they're already a thing.
Yeah.
Because she called her my love.
Yeah.
So sure, Agatha may have had a relationship with a man at some point.
Yeah.
But death is apparently.
But why was death coming for her son already? Like, was it just cause? Or
I think it's simply because it was 1750.
Baby was sick.
And the baby was going to be sick. Yeah, because okay. He was all. Yeah, I don't think death. It's kind of hard to explain. I don't think death chooses necessarily who dies.
They just know.
She comes to claim.
Yeah.
So he was supposed to die, stillborn perhaps, and you know, because again, 1750, and she's just running, she's just walking along the road,
yeah,
in the countryside, and it's like a million different things could have happened to her while she was out there, but she was able to negotiate for more time,
and she's just out here,
yeah,
killing witches.
I know, exactly. Well, that's interesting too, because it kind of lends itself to like, okay, so she has more time with her son. So now he is 6 years old. He's part of her game. He is helping her manipulate covens in their journey so she can absorb their powers. And then you kind of go like, well, why is she doing this?
Yeah.
And then at least for me, I think back to when her mother was in episode five, where she just simply says, you were born evil.
Yeah.
So there isn't necessarily a reason or rhyme where she was taking the power. But I also do think she may have been trying to take it so she could possibly combat death when she came back for the baby.
Yeah.
Or thinking maybe if I'm powerful enough, I can save my son.
That's true.
Yeah.
But then it doesn't even matter because while they're sleeping.
So sad.
Death just is like, come here. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, sure.
Yeah. It's so sad. Well, because she looks so unassuming, right? And again, it's another testament of how wonderful the storytelling is because, yeah, it's 1700s. It's almost the turn of the century. And so pared down, just a very pleasant, beautiful peasant girl. It's just like, oh, come here, little child. And he's like, okay.
Yeah.
And then not only to realize that he has died.
Yeah.
He has died in his sleep.
And then that just...
Ugh, heartbreaking.
And then that kind of just jumpstarts of like this facade of Agatha being like the witch's road song. It's a fake. It's a fake song. And it's...
Which is funny because witches... Because... In the first episode, and because I was finally listening to the soundtracks because I didn't want to do it while the series was still running. So I've listened to all the songs now. The first song that they play in episode one during her like CIS like stint.
Oh, yeah.
It's Nikki's version.
Oh,
they
really?
They say down the winding road.
Yeah.
And I was like... They pulled it for full circle.
Wow.
Yeah. And so from there, it's all Witch's Road after that episode. And I was like, dang, they good.
Yeah. And so she's just out here manipulating witches to get their powers. And I was like,
I was like,
oh my God, it was literally fake.
Yeah.
I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, in the end of the episode when... When they're in the basement and an actual road appears, she's like, what is that?
Ooh. Yeah. Looking back on it, with that context, you're like, no wonder she wasn't surprised because Mrs. Hart helped opened it. She was surprised there was one at all.
Yeah.
Which is kind of exquisite in the way because, we're taken back to the telltale end of episode 8 where Billy starts to put together like, oh no, I have manipulated reality based on my own desires.
Yeah, that's
which
crazy.
Is just like so, his like, mother.
So it's all technically like, not real.
It's all not real, but that's what makes episode 9 so beautiful, right? Because like that moment in episode 8, is it 8? When Rio cuts into the scenery.
Oh, dude, that was so sick.
And she just cuts into it and walks on through like it's like a tent.
I was like, oh, what can this character do? Like,
but also,
what is
like,
she capable of?
I know. Well, she's death. She's probably matched only with the bringer of life, who knows who that could be in general. Like, right, there's different entities that can do that. But that like, Andrew had a great question, and he said, so is death, are death and Hela the same? Because Hela is the goddess of death, right?
But
Hela was created.
Yeah.
Death is just death.
They're just there to claim lives.
Right. And so I think by that understanding, sure, they're similar, but
I need the Thanos death storyline.
Well, yeah, it's a little late for that.
I know.
Unfortunately, because I too want that. But
because yeah, it's Aubrey Plaza. Yeah, I would do it
there's
too.
Still, but you know, there's still room for another love interest that Death had.
Uh-huh.
Which is Deadpool.
Wow. Oh yeah, I remember. We talked about that.
Yes.
But it's just like,
she's why he wanted to die.
Yeah, and it's just like so funny because I think I brought this up in like when we talked about Agatha the first time.
Yeah.
Of like Aubrey Plaza's death, yeah. And then someone on Twitter was like, he's like, oh yeah, I get it. Aubrey Plaza's death. I understand Thanos. I get it. I get it.
That's funny. Yeah. So, but what I loved about Death, just cutting open that reality, right?
Yeah.
Because at first glance, and probably for people who, once again, hated the show at first, you look at the scenery and you're like, okay, it's a little cheesy. It looks fake. Of course it looks fake. You realize at that moment, it's supposed to look fake.
Yeah.
Because in episode 9, the way that they cold start.
Oh, that's right.
It's beautifully shot. She's in the wilderness. It feels more, it's obviously real. But if you think back to the other episodes, when they're on the road, the leaves look fake.
Yeah, the road's not real.
It's all on purpose. Yeah, because the road was never real.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, your mind just kind of blows up. Like, oh my God, that's why. That's why it looks that way. It's not because Marvel's being cheap. It's because it's intentional.
Yeah, it's just someone's imagination.
Exactly right. It's he was manifesting his own reality, and he's not his mother,
and he doesn't know that he can do that,
and he doesn't know he can. So it's like, oh, so for to be introduced to this beautiful origin story and then go back into quote-unquote present time where Billy is realizing, oh my gosh, all of these facets, speaking of Evanescence, he had an Evanescence poster. So, hey, my little goth kid.
He gets it.
He gets it. But all of these elements in his own bedroom were elements of the story and of the Witch's Road. Then to be then visited by Ghost Agatha now in the afterlife, comic accurate for the record. That's how she looks in the comics.
Ugh.
She is white-haired and her suit is a little more intricate. Yeah, and so for him to then be visited by Agatha and her realize with him, like, oh, you made it all up. And she kind of knew all along. Again, the song comes back. Agatha knew all along.
Like, it's so crazy knowing it's like,
yeah,
it's not real. There's no real purpose for it.
There's no real purpose at all. Oh my gosh. And it's all sort of revolved around her son.
Someone said on Twitter, like, give Jack Schaefer the Scarlet Witch solo movie.
Oh, man. I think they would, given this. I think they would. And they think they should. I think she would be wonderful for it. But yeah, so Billy then questions the road and realized he conjured it all along. And then Agatha is then able to realize, oh, she can actually rebond with her personal token or whatever she called it.
Yeah.
And then now the two have joined forces to find Tommy.
Which is
insane
and crazy. Like,
and,
we'll
and
see.
And where and when and why and how.
How?
So curious. I'm very interested. I mean, I will be honest, I didn't necessarily need those last 2 minutes of Billy and them kind of coming together as a unit.
Mm-hmm.
I do like the clarity, but I am curious. I'm curious how this is like, going to go.
Yeah, is Agatha his guardian angel now, right, like type of thing?
Kind of, because there is a run of Scarlet Witch where Agatha is a ghost. She's a ghost.
Got it.
And she and Agatha get along quite well. that Wanda and Agatha get along quite well.
So I just need Wanda back.
Things turned around, so this could be the point in which they finally intersect again. But again, like, where and why and how? Like, is it going to be in Vision? Is it going to be in season two? Is it going to be another movie entirely?
Yeah.
Like, who knows at this point? But I'm sure Lord Feige will reveal all eventually.
Yeah.
Especially out of the slate coming out this next year, I'm like, no, I don't see it happening anywhere yet.
I don't know where a Scarlet Witch solo movie would happen yet.
Yeah, exactly. But we know it's probably happening.
I hope it does.
I know.
Give Elizabeth Olsen one more.
Just one more. At least one more. But yeah, so that's essentially the entire series. I also wanted to mention, you know, thinking about it now, Teen's boyfriend or William's boyfriend, Eddie.
Yeah.
I had a weird theory. I was like, oh, could he be Teddy? Who is Teddy Altman, who is Wiccan's boyfriend in the comics?
Oh.
In the comics, Teddy is also Hulkling. Hulkling is a Skrull Kree hybrid.
Jeez.
So we're going back to Secret Invasion and Captain Marvel with that, because he's part of the two alien races that don't like each other.
Oh my God.
But he's royalty.
Ah.
So I was like, it's a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
Maybe too much for that character.
Maybe.
He's cute. I would love
to. And also, like, all that happened, it all happened in 24 hours, apparently.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because he was only gone for a day? Yeah. Oh, right, because the dad says at the end.
You're gone for 24 hours, and you're like, oh my God, all that happened in 24 hours?
Wow. Jeez. Holy smokes. Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
But
yeah, I think it would be interesting to see if we see Eddie again, what happens with the parents, especially with him going off to find his brother. And when and where he'll find his mother. But I guess time will tell.
Yep. It's a really good series. The season was really good.
Catherine Hahn deserves everything. I totally love her.
Yeah.
And also, like, sidebar related but not related, my buddy 100% Soft released an Agatha pin today. She's riding her broomstick.
Yep.
Go and get it. It's made me a fan of Agatha. Like, I liked her a lot in WandaVision. Again, I liked her. She's great. I love Catherine Hahn's role, because she and Aubrey in Parks and Rec, top tier.
Oh no, they're great.
Top tier. And there's something about Catherine Hahn specifically. She has got what I deem like the true hot girl energy. There's something about her. Like, there's something about her that's so compelling. And she knows what she has, but she doesn't flaunt it in a way that's like, I don't know. She works with it, and she's so great in this role. And I love it. And I want more of her and Death. I want more death, death, death.
Same. That's what I'm saying. That's what I've been saying this whole time.
I want it all. I want to see a little bit of everything.
Yes.
So yeah, did you have a favorite episode in particular?
Seven, the Lily episode. Well, just because of the editing of it, the storytelling of it, the way, like, yeah, it was just so compelling.
It's so good. Yeah, I'm having a hard time with 6, 7, 8, 9 for sure.
Of course.
Yeah, I definitely think it's between 6, 7, 9, but okay. I think 9 is my favorite, just because I do love that backstory so much, and it's kind of tied with it. Yeah, I don't know. The series is great, is what I'm arriving at.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. And so I guess all that said, with this first season officially behind us, who better next to discuss than Agatha Harkness herself?
Oh yeah.
So join us in a couple of weeks as we dive into the world of witches and creep on closer to the 100th episode. And so we're going to talk about Agatha. We're going to talk about Billy, or maybe Death at this point, depending. We're going to do a couple of episodes with all of our witches. It's going to be great. And with all that said, that's the end of the show. So thank you for listening. A special thank you to all of our Patreon supporters, and a We Are Groot salute to Sherry, Katie, Ariel, Edgar, Andrew, Robin, Jenny, Nats, Tyler, Ed, Laura, Joe, Liz, Andrea, Chris, Melanie, Ashley. Yes, Jeffrey is still saluting every time we say this. B. Be sure to follow us on social at STRKC and TRST. And if you like what you hear, review, rate, and subscribe, because seriously, it helps.
It does.
Just hit that thing. I'm going to be spamming social, being like, hey, rate the show, because it helps us tons. And be sure to check us out on YouTube, too. We're getting more people over there, so that's kind of nice.
Once again, thanks for listening, and we will catch y'all on the next one.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
No one in history has had special treatment like you. You call what you did special treatment. You gave me nothing.